This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Front range temperatures will drop well below freezing this weekend. The National Weather Service says a cold front will bring a blast of Arctic air starting Saturday night. Meteorologist Frank Cooper expects it to last several days.
We'll be stuck in those freezing temperatures. Sunday basically through Tuesday is probably going to be that coldest period.
Highs for the front range and most of the eastern plains are forecast for the teens and single digits early next week. A wave of layoffs around the country has swept up several hundred Coloradans. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports that's affecting workers in various industries.
Larger scale layoffs have to be reported to the state, and so far this year, three companies have announced they're shedding workers in Colorado: a construction company, a bike part maker, and a clothing manufacturer. More than 600 construction workers are being let go, something not uncommon for this time of year. The British fitness apparel company Gymshark says it's ending a substantial portion of its U.S. operations and will lay off more than 60 employees in Denver by the end of March. And bike part component manufacturer Specialized is eliminating 15 jobs in Boulder. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
Xcel Energy had another record year for profits in 2022. Colorado's largest electricity and natural gas company says it earned $1.75 billion last year. That's 9% more than a year earlier. In a call with investors, executives credited state utility regulators who have approved new investments in wind, solar, and energy storage. The company recovers the cost of those projects from customers, plus a guaranteed profit for shareholders. This is CPR News.